We have a Damian Priest signing, Keith Lee signing, Street Profits in the main event, and the Genius of the Sky, Io Shirai, all in black. Very Johnny Cash. Let's go.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Hey, oh my gosh, man. We had, listen, welcome to everybody to the NXT After Buzz, After Show, and whatnot, man. Listen, we got my girl. We got my girl, TK. She's doing Black Girl Magic, man. She's making that Black Girl Magic run all over the place. LA, man, doing her thing. Hope she's doing all right. I'm Jim, living his best life, man. He's doing Polish things, man. He's doing no kind of Polish things.
Polish magic.
Polish magic going on right now, man.
I don't know what that is, man.
I don't either, man. That sounds like a good movie, though. Polish magic.
Polish magic.
Sorry, Jim Alexander.
In the back of the video store.
But I am not alone, man. I got my brother from another mother, man. New York's finest, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn's home.
Thank you so much.
The BK, as they call it. Flobito, Flobito.com.
Flobito.com is the website. Yo, Evan Mack, I am so glad to be on NXT. You the man? You run the show?
I try. Shoot. But listen, but I'm not. I don't even got it. It's like a special guest. It's kind of like this came out of nowhere. I don't know what the hell going on, man. I just come to work here, man. Very lovely.
Got called up.
Listen, she got called up, man. Listen, she's from New York as well.
Okay.
Long Island.
Strong Island.
Danny Wax. What's going on, girl? Say hello to everybody in the chat.
Hi, everyone. So nice to be here. I'm so excited.
She knows a whole bunch of things wrestling. We've been grilling her and quizzing her for like the past 2 hours off camera.
She passed
all these tests. So everybody in the chat, before y'all get all crazy, take it easy on her, man. Just be nice to her, man. But she's very friendly. So you can just ask her questions, talk to her, say hello. She has the chat all chatted up. So Heywood Wong, be nice.
Like, wait a minute.
I'm always nice. But first things first, man, let's get started, man.
Yeah.
We had the Genius of the Sky, Io Shirai, come out. First of all, she came out, she's all in black.
Yeah.
I was hoping she came out different, and like just in case you didn't know she was a heel after what she did the last couple weeks, she came out in all black. Look, fine as hell, I might add.
Yes.
Can I just be like a typical dude for like 2 seconds?
Typical dude. Hey.
I'm not, every now and again, give me like at least one time a year where I can be just a typical dude and say typical dude stuff.
Okay. Yeah,
she look fine as hell, man.
Yeah.
I don't care about her wrestling technique. Uh-huh. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Did she not look way better than she ever looked?
Man, it was like this. She came out and I was like, Lord. Oh my goodness.
She looks so good.
Because the music was different. You know, her last songs were all poop emoji, right? It was like, it was weird.
Very poop.
She came out, I'm like, who is that? New talent.
Bruh.
All black. Not a smile on her face. And you know what I like about the fact she's evil now? She was on that Jean Grey tip. She was doing her thing. People booed her, didn't get her title, and she got all mad about it. Can't knock that.
You can't get it. And I liked it. Everyone's like, oh, the heel change. I go, guys, just because she's a heel doesn't mean you don't have to dislike her. You don't have to follow. You can still mess with her. And I've seen some of the people made their own decision, and she was still getting cheered a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to just universally hate her. She's doing something different. I like that she's doing something different.
Yeah.
She's bitter. She's upset. She's angry that she ain't won the title. Like, so before I move on, what do you I'm done.
Give me like a minute.
So like, what do you, okay, give me her ceiling. Give me her NXT ceiling, and give me her, maybe just her floor for WWE.
Yo, so I mean, we're talking, the elephant in the room is how she can talk in the mic. So you can't get to like the world title level without that much of a mic skills, or unless it would be like an Oscar situation where you get that title and we forget about you. Her NXT ceiling, she could definitely be a women's champion. Mm. It may not be the case now, Shayna Baszler's are still in that part title picture, but having another heel that's dynamic, that can do what she does and hit as hard as she does, and the fact that she has a whole new persona shows her range as a character, which means if she's ever brought up, she could be a utility player on both Raw and SmackDown.
Mm.
You need more people like that. The only thing is that her promos are going to be short, but today was great.
Yeah.
Today was just her being like, you know what? I don't like you. I don't need this. I'm out. But that may be problematic if you want to put her in a long-term program.
Yeah. So, Danny Boothang, can I kick it to you for a second? Listen. So I had a question. As a woman, you know, you're a woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think, not even just a woman, maybe just someone that's from foreign territory, Japanese, who's not that strong speaking like English, do you think a person like that can get over by just being straight Japanese? Does she need a mouthpiece to help her get over? Do you think she can get over just on her own wrestling ability?
I think that if she has a right person with her, I think it's hard to do that solely on your own.
Mm-hmm.
If she had a mouthpiece that was great, instead of putting her with someone who is also just talented in the ring, that's not going to go anywhere. And we've seen that fail over and over and over again. And I would hope that WWE like kind of like steps up their game a little bit and puts her with someone who can really talk her out. I think it'd be amazing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are the YouTube being nice to you yet?
Yeah, they're being nice.
Okay, I didn't know. Is anybody saying anything? Are they asking questions at all? Are they inquiring? They're like, who is this girl? What's going
they're
on?
Like, and, yeah, they're like, oh, hi, new person. They're like, oh, hi.
I love my chat.
they're being nice. Hey, guys.
So then we get the Velveteen Dream holding a very, very nice press conference.
Very, full sale.
Very, very Velveteen-y, you know what I mean?
Velveteen-y's new word. Velveteen-y press conference.
He was not answering any questions.
No, he wasn't, which I like about him.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, he's great. He's getting better and better each week. I know everyone thinks he's already there, but I'm being from a really honest perspective. As far as he's too young to even be there right now. His character's there. I'm not worried about his character. Each week, each pay per view, he's putting on better matches, and this is not a bad thing. People always think two things can be true. When I say someone's not there, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, working towards your brilliance, working towards your craft, working towards being the best on the roster, there's nothing wrong
with
that.
That's what we're here for.
He still is in developmental. Yeah. And he's a young buck. He's a young whippersnapper.
24?
He's young legs, man, from Chocolate City. But, like, it's one of those things where it's like, and that's another thing that's going on. It's working in his favor. He's young in the game. You know what I mean? A lot of these guys are coming in from different indie platforms, and they're like, damn, I'm on borrowed time. I got to make an impact. Velveteen can actually develop. He's one of their developmental products.
Yeah.
So I like to see him in different capacities. My question to you, Flobito.com, is who should be next for him? Who will be next for him?
Well, to what you were saying before about Velveteen Dream, it took me a longer time to get into the character.
Me too.
I felt like it was homegrown talent and Patrick Clark, but Velveteen seemed like the thing was trying on. And I know wrestling rewards guys who wears the gimmick 24/7, and I felt this year in January at the Royal Rumble, that's the first time I saw him as Velveteen. So today's conference was smooth. I felt like I was talking to that character. They are teasing Roderick Strong. That is something I would love to see. I mean, Roderick Strong proved he can go.
Oh, he can go.
He had that resurgence in that last two matches. He could show he could hit hard and be the Roderick Strong of old. That is something I'm on board for. But, I mean, with the NA title, it's pretty much open because how thin the top of the division is. So, like, you have guys like Keith Lee that can go to both divisions.
Is it too early for him to go against Velveteen? Is it too early for Riddle? Is a Riddle rematch out of question? What do you think?
I like Riddle in the NA division, but after their match and the fact that people are getting behind him and how thin that top of the division is, I had to put him up top because Riddle and Cole is money. Because they're two different styles, two different philosophies after the whole Gargano thing about, hey, look, I busted my butt doing this, you're an MMA guy, versus I can hit hard, knock you out, make you sleep, bro. I mean, that to me sounds like money printing. But then you have all these other talented guys like Keith Lee who needs a direction. They need to be in that division too. Not saying that Velveteen versus Keith Lee would be the next match, but he has to be in that place somewhere.
Is it, final question, is it inevitable that Velveteen drops this title, gets the NXT title, or do you see him having a run with the North American and just jump into the main roster? Does Velveteen need the NXT title to validate himself and to get over, or does it even matter when it comes to casual fans watching that don't watch NXT still? Does it matter that he gets the NXT title, or does he need it to build more steam, or can he just be the best North American champion of all time?
Well, did Ricochet ever get the NXT title?
There you go.
I mean, the Ricochet was definitely the most fast-track example we've seen, and he has a talent
especially
developmental.
NXT to getting a title?
I don't mean like his work before that. I'm not trying to shortchange
him. Talking about NXT to WWE. He already has a title.
He has a title. and a pay-per-view match this week. So it's definitely done if you want to put the rocket behind Velveteen Dream. He doesn't need it.
I agree.
But to do that, though, unlike Ricochet, who has that like that poppy spectacular moveset, I really think it would benefit them more to have that long title. Have the NXT title be associated with Velveteen Dream as young as it is.
I like that idea. We get Damian Priest versus Blanco Loco winning via pinfall.
I gotta say, I get a lot of people talking about Velveteen Dream.
Tell me what they're saying.
Tell me.
People are saying that they want to see him in the main event. They want to see him become double champion.
Patience.
It's a lot. I mean, I agree. I think it's rushing. But.
Yeah, because it just goes back to what I was saying in the beginning with the Dream.
Yeah.
The Dream, it's what people understand is we get sidetracked. This is a developmental promotion.
Sure.
So
Velveteen is developing. So don't rush him, man. He has a North American title. which is faster if you really think about based on his experience. But no one can argue that he's a star. He is a star. And I just think it's okay to build him slowly. It's okay to have, he's right.
Right.
Make that North American title synonymous
right.
with Velveteen Dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, I told you, I was asked why I was being devil's advocate. I don't think he needs the NXT title, to be honest with you.
I don't think so either. But is there anyone that you can think of that was in NXT too long that just got called up, or you don't think they'll ever be on the main roster? Besides Aaliyah, we talk about her a lot.
I think they do a good job as far as timing goes.
Yeah, timing goes. So I think that, and especially as young as Velveteen is, it will be a situation where if you keep him in NXT, he can build that division, or you move him up, he's going to be that young talent trying to work with.
Yeah.
And our biggest fear is it's the age old adage, the people that still don't watch the NXT promotion, the people that don't watch the 205 Live, the people that don't watch NXT UK, the people that don't watch these things like Evolve and stuff like that. Our biggest problem is Velveteen getting that call up, Royal Rumble hits, the casual fans, they're all traveling, they know who he is, so he gets to pop.
Right.
Then Monday hits.
Right.
When those international fans have gone home from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's, that's our fear. Our fear is it doesn't go over.
Oh, yeah. That character is going to take a lot more than what they're doing. So, props to the main roster, knowing that sometimes NXT characters don't translate.
It's true, bro.
But the problem is that they suddenly pick a direction, and it's the wrong one. You're just like, oh, okay.
If Bill, I'm old school in the thinking.
Old school.
Of,
old school, man.
Bro, that's why I got all these gray hairs, man. Listen, I die less mindless. Full disclosure. They see, I'm glad you said that. This is what I do. I do this on when I get platformed. People don't know. I'm transparent.
Yeah.
I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Okay.
I dye my hair, man.
Where?
Yes, my hair's dyed. My hair's dyed.
You know what? It's funny because one time I said black,
don't cry. So when I dye the red, I dye the black.
Oh, then I said black, don't cry. You got mad. I exfoliate. I got a good regimen.
No,
how dare you say black, don't crack? I put in work. I was like,
that's different.
I was like,
listen, that's different. That's different.
Uh-huh.
I just get tired, though. Hair's different because I've succumbed. To that. No, I just get tired of everybody acting like because I look youthful, it's because I'm black. Listen, man, there's a lot of black people that they don't look as young as me at 35. I just think people need to give Noxzema some credit.
Noxzema's a
bro. Noxzema don't get enough love, bro.
Yeah, really?
I've been Noxzema since I was like 13 years old,
wow.
Man. Noxzema on the face, man.
Yeah,
I just get tired of it's that coupled with my blackness, man.
Right.
I just don't like that everybody say black don't crack because it rhymes, man.
Asian no racist.
Yeah, you see, damn it, I'm tired of that, man.
Okay.
I see 35-year-olds don't look like me all the time. It's Noxzema.
All right, Grandpa, damn, why are you
because Noxzema don't get enough credit.
All right.
Because it's cheap.
Yeah.
Everybody goes by
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Don't appreciate Noxzema, man. Try to say Nox too hard, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Exfoliate, man.
Yo, Noxzema with Matt, bro. I love Noxzema. Listen, no. Because my mom like, well, put that Noxzema on your face, baby.
Yeah,
I'm like, Mom,
up.
Get out of my face.
Yep.
20 years later,
yo.
I'm like, y'all,
yo,
you, they still think
right.
I'm 30. But anyway, listen.
They're all agreeing with you, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Damn.
But same, no, too. I had Noxzema.
Y'all thought I was
Noxzema,
like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I love Noxzema. Listen, no, listen. So I'm old school in the regards that I think it's ridiculous. I'm old school in the regards that I think that if you give somebody the right rivalry, they can get over.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I could be wrong. I don't think they have done that as much as they used to do when we were growing up.
True.
I think the right rivalry can put Velveteen over.
Yeah.
Not too young, not too old. I'm biased. I think Samoa Joe could put anybody over. I think
sure.
Like a feud with Samoa Joe can just put you over.
Yeah.
Put it like this, man. People always knock my guy John Cena, my favorite wrestler of all time. But you tell me, and you be honest.
Okay.
Is AJ as over as he is without John feud?
In WWE?
Is he?
Because
remember that feud.
Yeah, that feud was cool, but AJ was a heel.
Yes, yeah. but who went over? AJ did not.
AJ went over,
you see
yeah.
what I'm saying?
But that's kind of a hard thing because he came in and did John Cena first. I feel like, not saying that John Cena...
And I don't want to be Velveteen versus John Cena. I'm just saying, but what
yeah.
a great feud can do for wrestlers, what I'm trying to say.
It cemented him as a WWE flavor 100%. Talent for the casual fan. I'm not knocking that from John, but AJ had that much talent, though. He could have made someone else.
So did Shinsuke,
good.
Though.
So that's what I was going to say. I think Shinsuke is something that was good, but it was totally forgotten about. This week on SmackDown, his match with Balor was 5-star, but it was almost
it was
like a different moveset altogether.
It was great.
So if you put Velveteen against Shinsuke, it'll have to be that one. In fact, if you were asking me anything.
You know what I mean,
wrestling?
Though, right? I mean, that's not the greatest example. I'm just
yeah.
saying, like, I think a solid wrestler could put like this. It wouldn't hurt Velveteen. It would help him because I'm telling you, they just throw him out there and he
yeah.
does a promo like that Lacey Evans thing.
Sure.
It could be bad quick.
If you're asking me, who in the main roster? Balor. Because Balor has the traits of like the showmanship that Velveteen does, but they approach it differently. Like
100% agree.
Cesaro type thing.
And I mean a legit feud though,
a legitimate feud. Yeah,
they build it up. It's personal. They have a rubber match, three matches. I'm getting way ahead. I'm just saying I've seen many people in NXT with high. I remember I thought Ty Dillinger was the hottest wrestler in NXT.
Oh yeah. Oh,
as
he
far
was
as getting over.
No, he was.
And then they just didn't. And then they got annoyed with a chant. I go, that's not his fault, though.
Right, yeah. How do you get over?
It's not my fault when you guys are counting and someone's saying 10. That should make you feel happy.
Right.
They're calling for him. Mm-hmm. But they didn't book it right, and it's weird, and now you know he's AEW, so on and so forth. I just think, I can just see the writing on the wall, man, that poor Velveteen can get lost in the shuffle, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that goes without saying. His character is unique, and that tends to be a double-edged sword.
So we have Killian Dane cutting a promo, a little repackaging, talking about troubles. He carries stories miles in the past with him and so on and so forth. What will separate him from the Sheamuses? What will separate him from Fergal, Finn Balor? What will separate him from any cross the pond wrestler? Mm-hmm. What makes Killian Dane different? Flobito.com.
So we know about Superman back, I guess now 25 years ago, when he was killed by Doomsday, and it was a giant moment in comics. But it said that it broke death in comics, how characters all came back after that.
They had no choice.
So. Everyone but Uncle Ben has come back, right? Yeah. Well, this is what happened with NXT. We're seeing the...
Spoiler alert.
My bad, y'all.
Yeah, you can't get for real, bro. Bro, if y'all listen, I'm sorry that Flobo has ruined the death of Superman. For all my fans out there that know Superman gets killed, but you can direct all your hate mail towards Flobito.com.
No, please don't do that.
We'll tell everybody Doomsday and kill Superman.
I kind of did. It's all good.
25 years ago?
I'm sorry,
that's still fresh.
Who? Everyone? He's in Noxzema. Okay, no, so the
other.
So it broke down. So now we get in this influx of NXT guys. Yes. We'll get to the other person later that was revealed. And I love Killian Dane. I thought he was a beast, had a monster win streak at that time. Sanity as a whole was great. Don't know why it didn't work out on SmackDown. Mm. It's one of those things where like you have that old friend who's like, yeah, man, I'm changed. I'm different now. Mm. And you're like, I want to believe you, homie, but you got to come out here and dominate, and then what? You know what I'm saying? Ooh. So I like the idea he wants to establish being something different, maybe a new edge for the character, but until I see something?
Absolutely.
Not on board.
Yeah, and like I said, we'll see. Like I said, once we're in developmental, this is where you can try things out. Somebody say something in the chat.
Damn, Charlie Anther. I used to like Flobo. I like you,
Charlie. Charlie, come on, boo.
She's turned heel on him, brother.
Damn.
I used to like him, but he changed.
So we had the breakout tournament is continuing. Jordan Miles defeats Boa.
Oh man, everyone's so mad at you about Superman.
Like
Superman died. Everyone who doesn't know this. Please turn your...
Yeah, shame on you. I'm
turn
sorry.
Turn off or watch the movie. Come on, dude.
450 splash. Yeah. He advances to face Angel Garza, my guy, second round of the breakout tournament. My question to you, kind sir...
Jordan Miles?
Like I asked you this off air. It's not like they're the same. It's not my... But I do feel people will try to draw comparisons to him and Apollo Crews.
Oh, Jordan Miles. Correct.
I'm not saying they're the same.
No, not at all.
I don't think you and I look alike.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's good to know.
Two different blacknesses.
Yes,
you know, it's before
James.
Everybody freaks out,
yeah.
I'm just saying they're athletic. They're both in shape. They're both fit.
Right.
They both kind of are the same-ish.
Right.
What will set him apart?
Yeah, so it's hard to tell. Because what we saw as far as like his characterization was pretty much a clean slate.
Haven't heard him cut a promo or anything.
We saw two ballins, and then we saw when he pinned Bo, he put his hands like, you know, like the... Yeah, all right,
so he was
cool.
On two ballins.
He was got two. I mean, look, I felt like MVP was like, yo, that's my gimmick. What y'all doing with that?
Montel
Porter.
Wow, go.
Remember that when Michael Buffer gave him that
I
little
do,
intro?
I do. Cool. That was fire.
It was.
They liked him. He's one of them people that just don't understand. They giving the brass ring to him.
Oh yeah, but I love the fact that Jordan Miles is putting in the effort there. That match did the range of submission, technical
correct
stuff, fast stuff,
the high flying.
You got all of that stuff. But to answer your question, as of right now, I don't have an answer. I just feel like, man, this is a really good talented person.
Absolutely.
In a company full of talented people.
Absolutely.
That's not going to stick out.
We talk about this all the time. I told you, gone are the days where people ain't good. Yeah. Back in the day, I know a Pains people back in that whole attitude era, they were just a whole bunch of guys, a bunch of muscle heads with no talent that were just powerhouses that couldn't move. I am telling you.
Yeah.
If you want to, if you think I'm far off on this, listen to Cody Rhodes' promo when he cut it. He agrees with me 100%. It's a whole bunch of big old slow guys. Now, gone are the days. Like, you know, there's a reason why the Shawn Michaels stood out.
Yeah.
Because no one could do what he could do.
You can't win the bear hug anymore.
Yeah, yeah. It's what I'm just saying. Gone are the days you can win with a bear hug. What I'm trying to say is, like, even Walter. Oh, he's old too. No, he's not. Walter can do everything.
Yeah, Walter's pretty. This thing's pretty dope.
What can he do? So what I'm trying to say is, gone are the days where it's not about talent anymore.
Sure.
They're all good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to do something else that bring you to the forefront.
So let me ask you this. You got Jordan Miles, and let's say he wins a tournament, right? Yeah. Well, how would you make him different? How would you
why I ask you the question, because I don't know.
I'm just saying, because I know we got to be self-conscious of like sensibilities now and how to make him stand out and not just be a guy lost in the shuffle. So, you want to give him a helmet or a crazy costume. Like, what would you do?
Wax, listen. Yeah. So you have a new talent.
Yeah.
He's brand new. You just signed him. He's kind of like your older talent. Kind of the same. He enters a tournament. He wins the tournament. What would you do to make him different from the old talent that you have?
I think it depends. Is he more talented in the ring? Is he better on the mic? I think you have to like really take that into consideration.
What if everything is good except what if he's a slightly better edge on the mic? What if he's like, I don't know him on the mic.
I don't know. We don't know.
Could be fire on the microphone.
Well, it could be. In this day and age, if you're not good on the mic, then you have no business being in the WWE.
Ooh.
That's all I gotta say.
Yo, chat.
Think about it. Think about it.
Chat, what say you?
Yeah, they're gonna come at me.
Is
but
there a
think
place?
About it.
Is there a place for
unless
you?
Unless you are super, super, super like Brock Lesnar. Oh, I'm in love with AJ Styles.
Okay.
He's okay on the mic.
But he can hold his own.
Yeah, he can't hold
his
own.
He's better as a heel because he doesn't face most of his run.
Oh, dear God.
That's true.
And a heel, he can hold his own. He's really good as a heel.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it really depends on the person. I think you have to put them in a specific situation, see how they thrive. They have to throw them into the road. If you're in WWE, which is the number one sports entertainment spot, if you're putting in there, you got to be good on both. Or if one is better than the other, you need to figure that out for yourself before you get in there.
Wow.
Think about it.
Chat, do you think...
They're going to start yelling at me, but I don't really care.
Doesn't mean you're wrong.
No, I understand. Promo work is very, very important because you got to advance stories. You can't...
That's why they teach it.
They teach it. In NXT, that's one of their biggest things. They sit there and they teach you in front of everyone. They say, promo.
Acting coaches and everything now.
Yeah. But sometimes I feel like there was a generation, especially in the Attitude Era, where people were not that great. They were serviceable and they got it through. Like, I'm thinking Kane, top of my head.
No, for sure.
It wasn't a good promo, but he was already in character, so we kind of went with it.
But let's take about Shinsuke, right? He is terrible on the mic because he can't speak English. 100%. And it's just right. But his in-ring charisma is beyond.
Yeah, his
think about it.
Shown,
not
yeah.
even just his wrestling. His charisma. You can look at him. I don't know what he's saying.
But
I don't know what he's doing.
He's telling a story, though.
I am all in.
100%.
If you have that type of charisma, if you have that type of engagement with your audience, we're good.
Wow, that's a good thing to know.
I'm sure. Let me know when they start.
I'm about to say they're going to ball me out. Let's see. I'm ready to go. It says public speaking is a weakness for a lot of people. If you can't talk in WWE, they shouldn't be practicing. Oh, thank you, Charlene. That would have agreed with me. Charlene, you're my girl.
You told Hilo me, and now you with it. Okay.
No, Charlene jumps in.
She jumps in. You know what? People are talking about Asuka. But Asuka, I feel like she is charismatic in the same way that
Shinsuke
is.
They're legends in Japan. They tell stories like in the ring when they're like, you know, Shinsuke's like, come on, and like the showmanship with like, you know, the head on the chest, you know. And like I said, to get back to what you're saying, back in the day, like people like Kane, people like Undertaker, they didn't need, you know, I don't think Undertaker's as over without
Paul
Bearer.
But is there another Kane? Like, you're comparing Kane
to what I'm trying to get to football's thing. That's a tough comparison because Kane's one of a kind, well, two of a kind. And, I'm trying to think of other examples.
They're saying about Bret Hart. They said they're saying Bret Hart is a great talker, so legend. Wasn't a great talker.
Yeah, but he
had a team.
Plus, when he would cut a promo, he would cut it with confidence. You believe what he was saying. And as long as he ended with the best there is, the best there was, and the best there will be, you were like, I accept this.
So, okay. So is that an issue now of goodwill? If you can't be a good talker, but you have the goodwill of your matches and people see you, and then you can, like, cut an okay promo or go? Because I feel like a lot of times people who are really, really talented would have gone farther with another, like, writer team or direction. 100%. Despite their lack of speaking skills. I'm looking at Shelton Benjamin. They're now trying another time to push this guy when every time they've written him off, it was, oh, he's behind the mic.
Yeah,
but I felt like he was serviceable.
And getting to Shelton Benjamin, but somebody that's bigger than I thought he was,
yeah.
Where he walked by when I was backstage, bro, I was like, oh, this dude's big.
Yeah, he's the big boy.
He's
here.
Huge.
Yeah, he's huge.
Those
anybody shorts you wore,
bro,
because it makes everyone look smaller.
Bro, that yeah. ball was like, yeah. bro, because it takes a whole bunch of people to make me feel like I'm intimidated by like size of a dude.
Yeah,
dang, I'm sorry, because I was walking around wrestlers all day that day, and I was like, man, they little. Man, Shelton Benjamin walked by me. I said, how is he big as me and bigger than me though?
Yo, he well now. In South
He's
Carolina.
Like 6'3" and just bigger. I was like, yeah, that dude is man. They wasted that poor dude, man, because what they was like, oh, but he can't talk in the mic. I go, to me, there has to be. Why is there writers then?
Right.
Why do we have writers? I was talking about this off air with you.
Yeah.
We can't put everything on the wrestlers.
Sure.
No. We have writers. We have a creative team.
Creative team.
Man, be creative.
Right. Under pressure.
Damn
and
it.
Ideas can change at any moment in time. That's our challenge, is being a writer.
They see certain wrestlers, no matter what, whether race, sex, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They see them a certain way and they just pigeonhole them.
See, but okay.
They pigeonholed Daniel Bryan. They had him shoehorned.
They
shoehorned him, right? He got over because of a chant. If he wouldn't have got over with that chant, he'd be, oh my gosh, he'd be Adam Cole.
You think that he got over because of that? You don't think it's because of his match with Sheamus?
No way.
That 30 seconds that he got off?
That yes chant was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So viral. They were doing it at college games. They were doing it. ESPN was showing it.
Yeah. Like, the Islanders score.
Yeah, the Islanders score.
Even other college football teams.
But I'm a firm believer, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. How you get over, I don't give a damn how you get over, as long as you get over. They were short-sighted. They did not see, they knew he could wrestle. There was never going to be a title run for Daniel Bryan. That's why the storyline was like, we're not going to give you a title shot. That's why the whole storyline was that for WrestleMania 30. The plan was to give it to Batista. Batista was going to come back, win the Rumble, win the title. That was the plan.
Right.
Daniel Bryan struck, and they couldn't deny him. But what I'm trying to say is, I don't care how you get over. He got over. And whatever gets you over, whatever can get this guy over, whatever, hopefully, maybe one day, Apollo Crews, maybe. Somebody.
Maybe.
Anybody.
I'll wear a shirt then.
The only person that buy Apollo Crews' shirt is Flobo.
This guy.
He sold one
you
shirt.
You should keep your Apollo Crews shirt, okay?
Word.
Shayna Baszler's back in the backstage, cutting a little baby promo. I'll move quickly with this. Who beats her, if ever?
It has to be Mia Yim. We talked about this before. I mean, Io Shirai, now she's out of the question. Now she's like dark Io. And then you got Candice LeRae, and she's probably going to feud with her now.
Yeah,
so you got Shayna Baszler. You have Mia Yim. You brought her up, put her last week. She went over, Priscilla Zuniga last week? So that's going to be your next opponent. And if Baszler retains, you basically flatten the entire division. Because there's no one else after Mia Yim.
What if you just do what they did with Asuka?
We mean is have her relinquish.
Mm-hmm.
See, I would be with that if the last two tag team champions didn't do that either. The whole like I'm being promoted, I'm dropping the belt. That seems kind of it's weakening the brand.
You gotta lose.
Yeah, it's almost like oh, I don't need this anymore. I'm going to mid card.
You gotta lose.
You gotta show that the title means something. You really keep fighting with it. And I'm glad the title match happened today too, as well for the tag team strap.
Yes.
Because you just can't up and leave it. That's like being at someone's party and someone calls you. Oh, I found a better party. Peace.
That's true.
It's like, boy, why are you taking my liquor?
I've done that before.
Well, for real?
Listen, man.
We have people saying about Bianca has talent.
She might have missed her window.
She's being rebuilt, though. Last week, she had her own squash match. I think she won't be Priscilla.
That's fair. And I'm glad they answered it. But like, but I left the party before one time.
They also keep talking about Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy.
Everyone wants to be Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy isn't good at promos. He's a charismatic.
Jeff Hardy struck at the right time. Him and his brother struck at the right time. They literally they were the revolutionary of see, people. Y'all example is very good, but it's misguided because they're one of a kind. They hit at they revolutionized the ladder match. They were willing to jump 15 feet into a ladder. No one could do what those guys.
Numbers 99.
You guys gotta understand something here. The Hardy Boys, you gotta stop that.
Yeah.
They don't need a microphone.
Yeah.
That's all they need is ladders.
Right.
All they need is a ladder.
Absolutely.
Now everybody need a mic.
Well,
the Hardy Boys? Who references the Hardy Boys? The Hardy Boys?
I don't know.
You bringing out, you can't reach in your pocket and pull. That's a hell of a Pokemon he pulled out of his pocket. He threw a Hardy Pokemon. You can't beat that
Hardy Boys are not Pokemon.
That's a hell of a Pokemon. So we got a. They
wow.
Do a
wow.
I just got to watch Pokemon. They take a Pikachu. That movie
is it good?
Fire.
Oh, man.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Damn. Bruh, I'm just saying, bruh, I'm sorry. That movie is so entertaining.
Is it?
Oh, I love this so much.
You get the get down.
I love
that
this
movie.
So yeah, okay. Much, bruh. So shout out to Detective Pikachu. Listen. It's Ryan Reynolds' voice that kills it. But Shane, so we have Keith Lee. He's good. You gotta shout out to Ryan Reynolds, man.
Okay.
And shout out to Pikachu.
Yeah,
listen.
Yeah, we got real, man.
Listen. Hey, yeah. Ryan guy. Listen, we got Keith Lee cutting up rubber. One of my guys. If Jim was here right now, you'd be throwing up in his mouth a little bit.
Yeah.
But Keith Lee's my guy.
Bachelor's
I think
Laurie. Charismatic.
The one thing that my wonderful Polish friend has to do is at least watch a little bit of indie wrestling.
Fair.
I know it pains him. I know it's his kryptonite.
Yeah.
I know he literally shrivels up into a little ball when we say the word indie.
Yeah.
We could be saying anything. Indie rock, indie rap, indie anything. We could be saying Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Shout out to the Temple of Doom. Listen. We could say anything indie, but he will cringe. But what he misses is some of these people are really good on the indie scene.
Okay.
Some of his favorite wrestlers that are coming up were on the indie scene.
Sure.
So what I'm trying
to
say.
So you know what? Since I'm healed today, Charlene, let me ask you this.
Oh yeah, Charlene.
I was gonna say Charlene is definitely for Coco Cena. Is all I gotta say.
Charlene, what up?
She keeps going for Coco.
So let me ask you a healed Jim Light question.
That's my girl right
she
there.
She is for you,
Charlene.
Charlene, let's go.
You bring up Keith Lee. Oh no, don't bring him up. He's still on NXT.
Yes.
He's on NXT, and you're gonna have like a takeover match. So it's a big weekend. So let's say it's like SummerSlam or Survivor Series. So you know there'll be some casual fans watching, but still at NXT. Show. Mm. How do you get Keith Lee across to the casual fan who's tuning in the first time? Like, why should I care about another big guy with big shoulders with a really permanent squint because he's not a star?
I just don't like the way, I just like your tone. I don't like anything.
I was
going
turning heel, but like I'm playing the character.
I just don't like your tone. Very flip attitude. Very disrespectful.
I disagree with myself for this question, but I want to see your answer.
It was very flip. No, hold on, listen. Damn, you asking me questions. I'm one of them people that I'm very comfortable with my as I get older and grow and dye my hair from gray to black back to black and act like my hair ain't gray because a lot of it's gray now. So I like to. So but
you
I still,
got hair, man. I want you to complain.
But
go
the
ahead.
Thing about it is, my hairline. Bro, I used to have hair down like my eyebrows, bro.
Yeah.
And was like, my hairline was like down here, bro. My hairline was down here, bro. My hairline's pushing back, bro.
Like a yarmulke.
Like gravity's working like back this way. But anyway, listen, for real. Yeah. But no, but what I'm trying to say is before I really interrupted myself was. You got good questions today, bro. I got nothing, bro.
I don't know.
You have really good questions today. I can admit when I don't know because it takes men till they're about 30 to realize they can admit when they're wrong.
Oh wow!
Like they're lost and they don't know where they're going. Yeah, you gotta get men when you're wrong. But I don't know who I'd book him against to the casual.
Well, not even book him. I mean, like,
so he is face, right? He's a face.
Well, it's NXT. He kind of flip flops, but I would say he's more face than heel.
So he's leaning more towards face.
Yeah, but he still hits pretty hard. His matches are worked like a heel ish, but he's a face. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I do not know.
So that's why I like today's promo because
Velveteen Dream.
I would want to see that match. I think it'd be money, but
the match would be great. I can book you a match.
Right.
Your question was different.
Yeah.
I can book. Listen, with all due respect, anyone that watches wrestling about 5 or 6 years can book a match.
Yeah.
Everybody in that chat can. Let's stop giving all these people credit for booking matches. Who they put Shinsuke versus AJ? Cool story, bro.
Yeah, cool
but like,
story, bro.
We can all anybody that watches wrestling for 5 years can book a match. I can book a match. You hear what I just said? Keith Lee, Velveteen Dream. See that match works, right?
Yeah, man.
It took me 2 seconds to do that. So
general manager.
It's everyone can be. Let's cut it because everyone can cut broken match. What you ask is much more difficult.
Yeah.
Who can I book Keith Lee against to get over to the casual viewer?
Yeah.
Now that is a hell of a question.
I don't mean booking as far as the match, because like you said, we can all book a match.
We can all book a match.
I'm just saying, we all know that Keith Lee's a star. He's charismatic. Everyone basks in his glory. His music, I'm not a fan of, but you dig it.
I just like to bask in the glory, bro.
But his rap is garbage.
I'm sorry.
Go back to boot camp and come back with a better. Mac Lish has a hotter track. Keep late.
That I agree with.
No, I'm saying
my track's way better than that track.
So,
and that's young me. Let's just stop.
I want to see the old you with the Virginian
song. I don't know, bro. I don't know if I got it.
You over Outkast? That'd be
know,
great.
I don't know if I got it, Steve.
But what I'm saying is, okay, the promo's the beginning of that. It's him being like, look, I'm more than just the permanent squint and pointing
to
myself.
Tough question,
and that's what I'm saying. That's why people like Jim, we need people like him because it was up to us.
I'm all about Jim's resistance to Keith Lee. He's wrong, though.
Yeah, we agree.
And Keith Lee will go over, and Keith Lee will have the NXT title, and Keith Lee will get moved to the main roster, and Keith Lee will make noise. He's too good. I'm telling you, I don't just say you're good. If you're good, you're good.
Well, Don Dorian sent Killian Dane. I want to see that match too.
Oh yeah, I'm good. We good
two,
with that.
Two horses.
Oh, we good with that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Since I got my thinking cap on, what about him and Walter?
Oh.
Right?
Whoa.
That's kind of dope, right?
Yeah.
That also puts eyes on NXT UK.
Yeah.
Chat, what say you about that? Y'all ain't see that one coming, did y'all?
Walter
versus Keith Lee.
Survivor Series weekend has to be.
Oh, my Lord.
That song is trash.
Yo, play that track real quick, no, DJ. No.
Hey.
The worst.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
This song is fire.
It's the worst song ever.
We got Basket is Glory. Listen, let's go.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
You have
appreciate
a lot
it.
Of people responding with matches that they think.
Oh, I thought they would. We got
Lee versus Riddle or Cole. We have
Keith
Lee versus Killian Dane.
Yep, I like
they
that.
They think
one.
That Randy Orton put anyone over.
I agree with that.
Yeah, then we got
it's a little early for
Peter Dunne.
Oh, wait.
The Bruiserweight,
those are good. See, they're thinking you. Somebody's thinking UK like me as well. I like Walter because of the size thing.
Oh, yeah. But those hard hit, no, that's perfect.
That'd be a good match, right?
Perfect.
That'd be a good match.
Yeah, Keith Lee versus Walter Everman's freaking
whether that would get what you asked for is a different story.
Oh, no, I forgot that. I was going to say, like, as far as, like, if you have a cat, you know, casual people are looking, no. Who do you put Keith Lee with?
Damn, that'd be fine. Good. Ooh, that'd be
Walter?
Good.
Yeah, that's great. Perfect.
But anyways, so we have William Regal, Lord Regal, I'm sorry, bro. That's one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. I apologize.
Is he top five?
Lord Regal. Oh, my top five is very tough, but no.
Okay. No.
Top 20? Top 20?
Yeah.
Top five is tough. I got, because my top five is crazy, because I got Cody and Cena in the same top five.
It's crazy.
Okay. Those are my guys, though, yeah. You know what I mean? But it's all that, it's that pedigree. Rhodes pedigree. But anyway, so it's like we got Apollo Crews going against Kushida. Unfortunately, it's going against Kushida, the icon from Japan, and he's going to take the L. Is my question before I get to the main event. listen, no, but hear me out before you poo-poo on this. Listen,
my poo-poo, right?
But just, I can see.
You can see my poo-poo.
Because you're the only person. You're the only person in America with this dude's shirt. Listen,
I am.
I have on a good authority that he sold one shirt.
He sold one shirt
from WWE shop. Listen. So I hate that it's shop WWE. By the way, I don't know why. Your WWEshop.com is much more. But listen,
oh, yeah.
I'm hating. Anyways, listen. So. Do you look at this when they do this thing? Do you look at it as a demotion, or do you look at it as like they're just getting in good work to put somebody over? You know what I mean? Because when I used to play basketball before when I wasn't popping, when I was just a defensive guy, I was 175 pounds at this exact height, like that was like a beanpole. They would bump me down to JV to play.
That's what I have actually. Yeah, that's the exact same shirt.
They would bump me down to JV from varsity. And had me play with the JV guys, and I was a little bit better, but it was JV. It's like we were playing like ninth graders and stuff like that, and it was considered a demotion.
Okay.
Does the same rule apply to NXT when you're already on the main roster and then you go down to JV, which is kind of what it is, and you fight an up-and-coming wrestler? Is it a demotion?
Oh man, we were talking about that before with Tyler Breeze, and I think that situation is different because when Tyler Breeze came down, he was understood as a guy who graduated and came back and got a main event match, or at least an opening match at the Takeover. You're putting Apollo Crews. Against a match with someone who's only three matches in on a regular NXT, there is no way else to read it because you know Apollo's not going to win. Because if he does win, how's this random guy who can't even get on Raw is going to beat this new Kushida person?
Oh, that's what breaks my heart.
And if Kushida wins, where does Apollo go? You can't even win a match at NXT? And yeah, wins and losses don't matter, but come on, man. I have this shirt. I want to wear the shirt proudly for a change.
So does a loss hurt Apollo Crews more or Kushida more?
Well, because the fan base for NXT is a lot smaller, most people won't even know register that loss, but in my eyes, it does. And I know Kushida's a legend, but based on the situation of him being in his fourth match of NXT, being fed main roster talent, and beginning to beat main roster talent, then by that logic, he should be able to be sent up, no?
So that's based on what you said, that this is why I don't like when they do this, because Apollo Crews is main roster. And the thing about it is, and let's be clear, Kushida is a legend in Japan. He's a Japanese legend, which does carry weight, because Japan, besides my country, my favorite country I've ever been to, but he's a legend in Japan. So casual fans don't know that. They don't know he's an icon. They don't know Shinsuke's an icon.
Right.
They don't know he is like the Hulk Hogan of Japan. Mm-hmm. People don't know that kind of stuff. Shinsuke is that dude.
Yeah.
Shinsuke don't got paid for a meal in Tokyo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it looks worse for Apollo to lose to a guy that casual fans don't know about.
Yeah.
It just looks bad.
It looks like, yeah.
But Evan, he's a Japanese legend. I'm like, what?
These people don't know who he
is. I can't sell that to the casual fan.
That's true.
A lot of people are saying that it wouldn't hurt if he lost.
Who, Apollo?
No.
Kushida.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt Kushida. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it would hurt, but not as much because...
Right.
But man, see, when Apollo loses, he is on, that's a death sentence.
Absolutely, if it's not already. Because let's say Apollo goes down to NXT and he beats Kushida. He stayed at NXT and challenged someone
that's
else.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Just to go back up to Raw and be like, oh, that match no one know about. Like I beat him.
Oh, they're killing
like,
me.
It's
with
a lose lose for him.
Oh, they're killing me. Yeah. We get to just that's brutal. Lord!
Where's that boudoir man? I can't say that.
Yo, Ryan, you play the boudoir man? I'm the brand.
Hey. Where's TK or Jim? Do I dance down, son?
Oh, what you about to do?
Right.
Hey, he's about to do it! Do that, Jim! That's that Jim!
I'm trying to heal all the way!
Yo, he did the Jim! Jim just called, but he doesn't hear from now on. You doing the dance?
Oh, man.
We don't have TK or we have Jim to take over the boudoir. But listen, I'm gonna do the boudoir for the first time in my entire career, man. You already know who in the boudoir.
Who's in the boudoir?
The genius of the sky, Io Shirai. Ooh. She look fine.
Swoon.
Hell today. Ain't like she wasn't pretty. Yeah. The all black, the straight hair.
Yeah.
Me and Flobo was. I said, Flobo, am I way off base saying she look fine? Or you were like, nah, man, she look. Nah. We had like a serious conversation.
Put in my notes.
We had like a serious conversation. We were like, nah. Yeah. She looked pretty good. Man.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm setting the record here. That's the only person in the boudoir.
Oh, wow.
A one person boudoir.
You're not putting Mandy Rose and Naomi in
the boudoir. No, Jimmy in there like Mandy Rose is in the boudoir. My boy Baron Corbin's in the boudoir.
Charlie Caruso's
in the girl from In and Out's in the boudoir.
We don't know who that person even is.
No one knows who he is. You can't reference a girl nobody saw.
He did. Jimmy,
like, the girl in and Out.
She's in the boudoir.
I think her name's like Marina Ramrishka.
Something
he
like
said
that.
It was Eastern European. I was like, bro, that ain't narrowing it down. Yeah, man.
Jim. I do it better. Thanks, dang MQ. Yeah, I did it better than you in the boudoir than Jim.
Hey, so yeah, Jim about to lose his job.
Yeah.
From hijacking the boudoir goes to my boy Flobito.com. We get to the main event with the very talented Street Profits versus Oni Larkin and Danny Burch. Street Profits win via pinfall with some very innovative style. Like I said, besides my other reasons why the Street Profits bother me, but I never say they're not a talented group.
Yeah, we talked about last week on Raw. Yeah, this week on Raw.
They're super. If you listen to what I'm saying, I'll never talk about their talent, their ability, their craft as wrestlers. They're brilliant in that regard. I think you just tone down the theatrics a bit, and because I think that gets in the way of how great they are in the ring, how great they are as a cohesive unit, how great they are together with their chemistry and things like that. Oni Larkin and Danny Burch, these guys can go. Guys, this is what do you want me to say? Exactly. Wrestle, man.
These guys can wrestle.
All these guys can wrestle, man. They're just, I know people don't want to believe this. Wrestling is better than it's ever been.
Yeah.
There's too many schools. There's too much talent. There's too many places to go where people are developing like legitimate skills. They're not juiced up guys that can't work in the ring. All the women, all the men, it's just getting harder. Why do you think the competition is different than it's ever been?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's just good, man.
Everyone's just good.
So when I see two guys that can just go, I'm like, hey, they can go.
They can go. A lot of people can go.
So that leads me to my question. The Street Profits, they're the champion. They should hold it for a little bit longer.
At least through takeover. Yeah, takeover Toronto. So it was good that you said about the word theatrics, because I know maybe the Street Profits can't tone it down, but definitely I wanted Owen Logan Burch to tone up a bit.
They, 100%.
They have a little bit of a reaction going. Not as big as the Street Profits.
What are they? Who are they to you? What,
they are.
When you see them, what do you...
I don't see anything, but I think they're kind of vanilla, but what I do know about them is that they're...
You're trying to be racial up in there.
No, I'm saying they're French vanilla.
I'm teasing, they got the
Brit-Am connection. So the song comes out.
I like them.
Very, very British. If they had nothing, pump their fists and hit some fans, but like playing the crowd a bit, just a little bit, to give them a little bit of personality. And when the bell rings, go back to being who they are. Yeah. I think they've got something to latch on to.
Yeah, because that's all fair. So what do you think? Why do you think my guy Pete Dunne's over with the same kind of style? What separates Pete Dunne?
Oh yeah, personally.
Why do the people respond to Pete Dunne?
Well, for one thing, Pete has a very unique look. So his hairstyle's different.
He young buck too.
Yeah, he's very, very young. It almost defies like his character. Right?
Unbelievable.
He does have different mannerisms, even with the belt.
Yes.
The fact that he has a tattoo on his kneecap.
He puts the belt in his mouth, man.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
So like you see him walking down a ramp, belt in his mouth, hair to the side.
Some of my favorite wrestlers.
His taunt is a fist to his own face. He has a tattoo on his kneecap. You're like, I don't know who this guy is, but he probably beat somebody up.
Yeah,
way over
listen,
here.
Listen, the reason why I love Pete, Pete Dunne's one of my, he's my, as far as top 10 favorite wrestlers in the business right now, he just is, that's, he's one of my top 10 guys. I just, because I believe he can really beat the brakes off somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I believe Pete Dunne can whip somebody's ass.
I saw him live with PWG, up close and personal.
So did I, bro.
With the finger snap bit.
Access, man. No one, this is when no one cared who he was. We got front row Pete Dunne. I was like, this dude could beat the brakes off somebody.
Right.
Like, he's the guy I want in the British pub, man. Just fight with me.
Sure.
I just need Leo Pete. Can you just get this dude real quick, man? Go ahead, man. Get this dude real quick.
Yeah, I got this. You know.
So what? Why aren't they resonating? You think it's all those things that you mentioned? So what could they do? You said besides playing at the crowd,
sure,
can they do?
So they have talent for days, and I think they're going to benefit from a thinned out roster. As you saw with them, Street Profits, how Street Profits had all the charisma that they don't have.
Yeah, they got charisma like for days.
And their chemistry is going to pay off in the long run on almost a revival type level. Police Arrival decided, no, we're going to be this old school tag team and call themselves the Revival. Mm-hmm. The Brit M connection as it is won't work. Mm-hmm. I do think their personalities can work, their chemistry can work, but it just needs something else over the top. So all this is just a little bit more personality from them. I mean, Lorcan is killing him 205. I
he
mean,
is.
He has it too. And Burr sometimes goes to the UK, so they can go. I just want to have that. When I'm buying merch for my friends, I want to be able to capture an essence, right? And it doesn't have to be anything big. Tony Storm, for example, I bought a t-shirt last week. I mean, yeah, at the very...
You bought a Tony Storm shirt last week?
I did. I'll bring it on the show Monday. It was pretty dope. Thanks to my Apollo
you
Cruz.
You're a weird brother, man.
But like,
you bought a Tony Storm? He's like, I bought a Tony Storm.
I bought a Tony Storm, man, you know?
I rock with Tony Storm.
Those show sales they have on Raw SmackDown are legit. Do it, WWEShop.com. Or shop at
WWEShop.com. Yo, for real. Yeah. The sales? The clearance?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
I'm just saying, at the very most, you know she's a good, talented wrestler. She tells good 100%. Stories. But if you're trying to explain her to someone else, blonde, but has like the storm sign, the sticker that has like the hurricane symbol on her corner of her face. So like, there's two levels there. The Rock, yes, he has his promos. He can do that. But the Brahma Bull, strength. Big dog. Yeah, there's always that
market.
Right, so that has you being able to symbolize what they can do, how you can buy in. And I know how much you are not a fan of the cup.
No.
But if I was at a wrestling event and someone had the cup, I would say, hey, are you a fan of the Street Profits? You know what I mean?
That's, that's what I'm saying. I from a marketability standpoint, I get it. You can sell a little plastic cup on WWE Shop for $2.99.
Right.
I get it. It's
like
just
$12, though.
It's just
everyone here likes Pete Dunne a lot.
Yeah. It's just hard not to, man.
Yeah.
It's just that bruiserweight
style.
Weight,
see, the bruiserweight
style. See, it's a
all
shtick.
That stuff's extra. Because you can't get hype over a body slam. You can't be like, yo, he slammed him. Me too. But you're like, yo, he had this it factor. He has this dress. He wears a bearskin vest.
He does.
What?
He still wears like the singlet thing, man. This dude is old school. Man, Pete Dunne, my
exactly,
top 10, man.
Yeah.
Everybody love Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
But listen, I love that dude so much.
That's what I got. The Tony Storm right there. Storm's Rising.
You have so many Tony Storm fans.
Oh, yeah, Tony Storm was legit.
No, Tony Storm was dope.
When she was the Mae Young Classic, she came out, every time she came out to the ring, you were like, she's a star.
Yes.
She came out, glasses on, ready to fight.
Star. Yeah, you
absolutely.
Know, that's the thing. You're right about that when it comes to merchandise. I am a guy that I realize the wrestlers I like more. Listen, with all due respect, when people wonder why like they're like you know they're indie darling and they why aren't they over? Because you got to realize from a marketability standpoint,
mm-hmm.
you have the industry and the company like WWE flagship is what I call it. They have to sell merchandise.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I used to resist that too. Then I started realizing, damn, it takes a special person to come out of their wallet for a shirt. Them shorts ain't cheap.
$30.
And I'm not mad about the shirt. I'm mad about the shipping. The shipping is what makes it more than it's supposed to be.
I know, right?
Bruh, why am I spending $7.99 on standard shipping? But anyway, you know, so
it comes with a bag and everything.
Yeah, so, but I realized when I spend money on this, those are actually my people.
Yeah.
Like, I bought a Pete Dunne shirt. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, I bought that. I'm a fan of this guy.
Identify what he stands for.
Yeah, so when we were talking earlier to Sunny Kiss, and we were like, yo, I want a Sunny Kiss shirt. I'd actually rock a Sunny Kiss shirt. I'd buy that with my hard-earned money. So they can't just make everyone stuff because you guys have to get over somehow.
Right, and you're not buying because he does a headlock. You're buying it because of what they
represent. That's what I'm saying. Like, I love that Revival shirt. I haven't bought it, but that's because I missed it. You know, that no flips, just fist.
Right.
I love that shirt. I just was broke at the time. What you want me to do?
I made $30 a shirt.
Yeah, $30 a shirt. I waited on that sale.
I got the bus salary, man.
You go to the show, it's $35. I go, why you got to go up $5? Why am I paying for shipping here?
I have no idea. If you want to buy an Undisputed Era armband, it's only $15 at the show.
Yo, man. But yeah, with that being said, man, I'm going to wrap this bad boy up.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Danny Wax.
Yo, I'm Danny Wax, put yourself here, over guys. Because I said, you say you ain't on your social media, but can you tell the lovely people at home how they can find you? Yo,
yeah,
at your Instagram.
Instagram at Danielle Waxman. Mm.
Flobito.com, man. Put yourself over, brother.
All right, man. I'm at Flobito on Twitter, at Flobito on Instagram, and of course, Flobito.com next Thursday at San Diego Comic Con. The Strange Bedfellows, not so Strange Bedfellows, the relationship between comic books and pro wrestling. I'll be a panelist. Come on now for some photographs. I'll be hanging out with you guys at San Diego next Thursday.
Man, I can't stand people like Flo when I be getting credentials at Comic Con, man. Let me just point that out here. I ain't got no credentials at Comic Con. You did got put me on, though. I'm going to need you to, like, walk me through how to get it. But listen, I want them credentials, man. I want to walk around. I'm a nerd. Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter. Coco Cena in the building, man. Yo, I love all y'all in the chat, man. Hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
Our founders Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.